So I'll go back to the... Anybody... this is just banter. Has anyone used the Wayback Machine or the Wayback on the website? All right, that is like the coolest... Dan's got it. That's like the coolest thing. I am finding pages from ages ago. So it's a good place to go if you want to find some old decisions or old pages of yourself.
Because Caroline, we've already heard, has a lot of spare time.
That's right, exactly, exactly. So... In any event, so going back, we talked. Said we'd talk a little bit about the history here. So prior to 1932, it was clearly understood that Congress could not delegate legislative power. Therefore, the ability of the agencies themselves to make legislative rules was weak to non-existent. We were essentially looking to Congress for guidance with respect to statutes and interpretations. This changed around the time of the New Deal. And following the New Deal, agencies were allowed to implement the policies of Congress and make their own policy-making decisions. They were generally viewed as experts in the field in which they represented. And this makes sense. This was a very busy time for our country. There was a lot going on. Agencies needed some power to administer the statutes that affected their substantive areas of the law. And they were viewed as the experts. This was before the time, I believe, where everyone was challenging everything every agency ever did, and there was a level of deference to the agencies. So, 1940, the Supreme Court followed suit, and strayed away from the non-delegation doctrine in a case called Sunshine Anthracite Coal versus Atkins. This is in 1940, 310 U.S. 381, and it basically opened the door for legislative rulemaking by agencies. Of course, it didn't take long for someone to push back, and in 1946, concerns over the framework of legitimate regulatory procedures and regulating the protecting the regulated from potential abuse, does that sound familiar, the two-for-one rule? Protecting the regulated led to the passage of the Administrative Procedure Act, the APA, which we're all now so fond of. The APA essentially mandates that the agencies submit notices of proposed regulations, and they allow interested parties and stakeholders to submit comments in lieu of what would normally be a congressional hearing before legislation passes. And then it requires the agencies to review those comments and to give feedback in their proposed rulemaking. And this is all in lieu of what would have happened generally on the Hill, frankly, before Congress.
So a quick detour to talk about regs, right?
Yep.
So regulations promulgated to specific authority grants have traditionally been denoted as legislative regulations. Regulations promulgated pursuant to Treasury's general rulemaking authority to develop, quote, all needful rules and regulations for the enforcement of the code are known as interpretive regulations. Does it make a difference? Not really. For practical purposes, both types of regulations have the same effect. There's no less deferential weight based on whether it's an interpretive regulation or a legislative regulation. No real difference. Now, we're going to talk about how much weight regs in general are going to get, and that's kind of where we're going. And do you want to talk about rev rules for
a second? So this is a hot topic these days, and it's near and dear to the hearts of many clients across the country that are seeking relief or pursuing litigation. We'll talk about that. It will give an example in just a minute. But essentially, a revenue ruling is an interpretation by the service that has been published in the Internal Revenue Bulletin for the information and guidance of taxpayers, service personnel, and other interested parties. Okay? We're all familiar with revenue rulings, but sometimes you want to go back to the basics and look at the definition. They do not have the force and effect of Treasury regs. They may be greeted with judicial hostility if they come out in the midst of litigation. We're looking at a revenue ruling now in certain cases. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the fuel excise tax refund cases, where there was a revenue ruling issued in 2018 with respect to what fuel would be subject to the excise, the credits. Okay. There are some very, very large dollars in these cases. And about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, many large energy companies started filing refund claims, recognizing that they were entitled to the credit based on the fuel mix. In 2018, fast forward, refund claims are filed, litigation is filed, and a revenue ruling is issued that basically says, no, that type of mix isn't eligible for the credit. So it'll be interesting to see. It's now teed up for litigation. These cases are being filed, and they're in the initial motions to dismiss and other dispositive motion stages. But it'll be interesting to see how the court rules on this, because those types of revenue rulings generally are not favored in terms of deference, because they were, you know, issued in the middle of a case. So really it can be viewed as one party's position in a case. They might as well have just filed a brief. Course, that's from the private practice side. I'm looking at IRS personnel, and I'm sure they would have a different position.
We'll find out.
And we'll find out. But what is clear about the revenue rulings is that they are not entitled to Chevron deference. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Chevron deference. Who in the audience is familiar with Chevron deference standards, or is that why you're here?
Now we know who to call.
That's right, exactly. Aha. They're not included to Chevron deference, which is a greater degree of deference. They are viewed as subject to Skidmore deference. And Skidmore is a case from 1944. We're going to talk about that in a little bit of detail in a few minutes. But essentially, it's we trust the agencies. They are the experts. And as long as they're not going off the ranch and just round the bend, we're going to give a little bit of deference to the agencies when it's interpreting its own and issuing its own guidance. So